Boom.
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The fifth hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, even on a Sunday from a special secret podcast studio somewhere buried in the Northwoods. We are in the air everywhere, and we thank you for subscribing to the podcast. It is the fifth hour, as you know, with Ben Maller. That would be me and Danny G. Here we are again on a Sunday. Very excited. Everyone's excited for us to be here because, listen, the overnight show, 5 days a week, 4 hours a night, not enough. We do this 8 days a week. This would be the eighth day, Danny. This is the eighth day of the week here on a football Sunday.
If there were 9 days in a week, we'd both be working that too.
Well, you can ram it all day and ram it all night, Danny. A very important day here. Rams it. And also, you got that Kansas City Buffalo game today as well. So it's a big night. Now, before we get into it, Danny, we mentioned at the end of yesterday's podcast that it is very important.
Help!
Do the review.
Yeah, and then we'll all say
congratulations.
Yeah, we'll say, we'll tell you that if you do that. And there's a lot of people that we have never met, Danny, that have a lot of power at the company, and they just look at that stuff. They love the reviews, right? It gets very, I think the word is,
this political bullshit.
Yes, that's what it is. And so, you know, you just have to kind of play the game. Anyway, so it's Mailbag Sunday. That's what this is, Danny. Mailbag Sunday. Very exciting. And these are listener questions from people who are just random, fans of the show that happen to stumble onto the podcast and have submitted a question. Now, this was the podcast that almost did not happen. Danny, not to be overly dramatic here.
Oh, hell no.
Because that would be wrong.
You and your threats.
Yeah. No. Well, so I posted back on Tuesday, I posted a link for questions. And I gave out the email address. And usually we have a solid core group that send questions. And I went back to look to see the questions because I was going to start compiling them. And I became bug-eyed and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I mean, that's it. I think there are like two people that had posted. And I was like, what did I do wrong? How did that happen? It makes no sense. So then I opened up the email, and there were a few people that had sent questions in on the email, but it wasn't the volume that we're used to.
Yeah. You were suddenly the Amy Lawrence show.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good line. And so I looked at that, and I was like, oh, man, this is a sob story here. Yeah, it was brutal. And so I had a hissy fit and I posted on the Facebook page that if, you know, we don't get any more questions, I guess we don't have to do the podcast. Which, by the way, I'm not lying. We weren't going to do the podcast. It was going to be a two podcast weekend. But then the man that saved this podcast and kept the podcast machine going was none other than Pierre in Springfield, better known as Alf, the alien opiner. He then went over to Twitter and called on the Maller militia over on Twitter. And so a bunch of things.
So I could blame you for working today, Alf.
Yes, it is Alf / Pierre, the great opiner. It is his fault that we are here. So without further ado, you know the drill here, Danny. We'll just read the questions and we'll answer them, and we're on our way. Here we go.
You've got mail.
Well, actually, you know, that's not how we start. Hold on a sec. Who goofed? Okay. I've got to know. You know, we have the official mailbag song from our buddy in Ohio, Ohio Al. So this is how we properly begin the mailbag.
Ben's
right. Thank you, Ohio Al. And with that, see, now we're allowed. That would have been a false start if we had not played the song.
Now it feels like a Sunday.
Yeah. You've got mail.
All right. So Pierre in Springfield, that's Springfield, Mass, home of the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, where you can see Muffet McGraw and a bunch of Russian coaches that you've never heard of. So Pierre says, Ben, you referenced your flight plan for 2022 last week. And I was wondering if you could give us a master's update regarding the listener that offered you and the elitist some credentials for the 2022 Masters. Yeah, I don't know if you know about that, Danny, but we had a listener that lives right near Augusta, Georgia, and he said he's got a hookup, that he's a made man, this guy, and he knows people at the tournament or whatever it is, and he's got a place for us to stay. And I was doing the show with Gascon, and he invited us down to be part of the Masters in, I think it's in April. Pierre says, furthermore, now that the aforementioned elitist has been jettisoned from the podcast, I think he's talking about West of the 405, will said invitation be extended to Danny G Radio? Great question, Pierre. I do not know the answer to either one of those questions. And I'm not sure whether that was kind of a friendly, just, hey, I like you, here's a fake offer, or if that was a real offer. I'm not sure. I don't know whether that was just kind of for the email and he's not really doing it. I remember one time, were you on the show, Danny, when we got invited to Coachella? So there was a listener that said he was kind of like a made man over there. Now, Coachella is a big concert in Palm Desert.
Sure. Huge festival.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. People go and do a lot of drugs and listen to music and stuff. So anyway, so this guy's like, yeah, I got a hookup. And, you know, tickets are pretty expensive. It's like a 3-day thing and all this stuff. And I'd never been, you know, I'm not a huge music guy. I like music, but I don't go to a lot of concerts, but my wife would have loved to have gone to that. So I was like, yeah, I'll go out there. And the guy was a big fan of the show. And he said, I can hook you up. And everyone that was on the show, I guess you were not part of it then. And so anyway, we were like, yeah.
This does ring a bell because Coop was all excited, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Coop was the most excited.
I didn't partake. I wasn't going to be one of the ones getting the freebies, but I do remember this.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah. And he asked for some of our personal information. We're like, okay, reluctantly, we're going to give a stranger some of our personal information. And we did. And then the guy like vanished and we never, ever.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I remember Coop with a real sad look on his face telling me about which day he was going to choose. And now there was no way he was going to be able to afford those festival concert tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bad. And the guy, like he called up and he didn't totally disappear, but he gave us some story about how, you know, something had changed and he no longer had the hookup. But it was, I mean, we made a big deal about it on the show and it was like a whole to do. And it was like, what is up with that? You know,
something about a policy change to where he couldn't get the passes he thought he was going to get for friends and family and so on and so forth. That happens a lot in our business because people will talk about their hookups before they actually have the hard tickets or passes in their hands.
Yeah, for future reference, and people are very kind, Dan. I mean, we've been pretty lucky. People, you know, on my the overnight show, and you were part of the show, and people send us nice things, food, whatever, gifts. Yeah. Very kind, but it is polite to not actually offer something unless you actually have said. Am I being a dick? I don't think I am. I think you're just better off if you actually have the item. And like, you know, the guys that call up and say, hey, let's go smoke a bowl, Coop. And then
smoke weed every day.
He gets excited, but then they don't have it. And you're like, well, what's up with that? You know, the whole thing. Anyway. All right. Moving on here.
All right, scumbag, pay attention. It's time for mail call.
All right. Brandon from Howell is next. He says, good to hear you again on the airwaves. My question is regarding your intro themes every hour. He's talking about the open at the top of the hour, I assume here. Every hour, your intro is different, and I always look forward to hearing them when I try to wake up and listen. Curiously, Brandon says, I've wondered why every other talk show on FSR seems to have the same intro for all the hours. How did you manage to get all four different intros? My favorite one is with Rachel from Montebello in the later hours saying something like, you're the greatest ever. And then you saying ever. Love the show. Hope to take the oath one day. Well, Brandon, you're more than welcome. We haven't given out the oath in a while. And that oath is from Skeeter in Montana. But you're welcome to do it. Brandon, call us up. We only do it once a night. So you got to get in before somebody else does. But we'd love to do it. As far as the imaging, Danny, I don't know what goes on the other shows. I know on our show, we just kind of pick stuff up. We've been there a long time. And so that's one of the things. I mean, we just randomly get a new open now and again. And we've been there so long, we have a bunch of different opens. I think that's the answer. Am I wrong?
Well, from last week's podcast, clearly you are best friends with the imaging department.
Well, I was. The guy left, though, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, with Chris and you getting that phone number. If you don't know what I'm talking about, download last weekend's Fifth Hour podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, you do have your own unique touch on the opens and the different production for your show, and a lot of that has to do with so many great callers as part of the Maller Militia that there are a lot of drops. And with those drops comes a lot of great production.
Yeah, I mean, the people that do the production do a great job, and they're like magicians.
You know? Houdini.
They're just like Houdini.
Yeah. For instance, the other night when I was filling in for Coop, I passed you on Maller to the Third Degree because you gave me 2 minutes to read the three questions. And at the end, I said, I did not think you could do that in 2 minutes or something to that effect.
You're I was the 2 minute man. I think
2 minute man every night.
Yeah.
And so boom, mark that. That's a drop.
No, you did not put that in as a no.
That's a drop.
You did not put that in as a drop.
It's all fake news.
Please.
It's phony
real
stuff.
News. And to quote the great Ben Maller, that's a drop. That's a drop.
All right. You know, so here I say something in a very comical way. I'm just trying to get a mild laugh. And then this bullshit sticks around for years. And it's like that thing.
Like you and the gay porn magazine.
Yeah. You know, pay me $500,000. I'll endorse a whatever. And the funny thing about that's like edited. Like Jake threw that together. You can hear the edit in that. No. But they still play it.
It is wrong.
It is. And I tell them, I say, listen,
shut the fuck up. Okay.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
They don't listen to me, Danny. They do not. For whatever reason, you guys don't. I don't understand what it is. I don't get it. All right. What is next?
I got mail. Yay. I got mail. Yay.
All right. Travis in Roseburg, Oregon writes, and he says, are you training for the opening pitch for the Pickles? He says, also, what's the mailing address for the show? I'd like to add to the growing hat collection. Well, that would be very kind, Travis. But yeah, Danny, do you know there's a minor league baseball team. It's like an independent minor league baseball team in Portland, Oregon. And they, I believe this is because of Pierre / Alf. They offered me a chance to throw out the first pitch at a Portland Pickles game. And I'm not training for the gig, but I would love to do it. And my wife, one of her best friends from high school, actually moved to the Portland area. So this, Danny, I could kill two birds with one stone. I could be like the good guy. I'd tell my wife, listen, you want to see your girlfriend? Let's go to Portland. To me, Portland's at the very bottom of the places I want to go at this point for many reasons, but I would be like, hey, let's go to Portland, you know, and she can hang out and I'll be, you know, I want to go to a game. Why don't you go hang out with her and then I'll go to the game. Boom. Done. Right. Perfect.
Now I have some memories of you throwing a meatball when we were in Bakersfield.
No.
Can you please throw a fastball for your next pitch at an opening ceremony of a baseball game?
Well, Danny, listen, I threw a devastating lollipop curve that is an unhittable pitch. It is in fact, that pitch has been used in the major leagues to strike out professional hitters.
Lollipop is the key word.
Well, it's like a Bugs Bunny pitch, or it's, you know, you go down, it's known as the Ephus pitch. and it's lethal. And, you know, because guys like you want to throw 100 miles an hour, but there's more than one way to peel an orange, and there's more than one way to get a hitter out. And the way I throw that pitch, it is that's why the Portland Pickles would like me to come throw out the first pitch, because that pitch where I go like that, that pitch
will go perfect. Really highlights how good their arms are on their club.
No, it goes with a pickle, you know, because anyway. Thank you, Travis. And what size hat are you? I'm a size 8. What size hat are you, Danny?
For a fitted cap?
Fitted hat, yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that, because I've been doing the trucker caps lately.
Oh, you've been going trucker?
Yeah, because the fitted, I'm like in between two sizes.
Oh, okay. So
it's either loose and looks big like a lid, or it's tight and gives me a headache.
I'm going to do an old guy rant. I remember when the fitted hats were like $15. They're now like $40. It's insane how much these fitted hats are.
I remember saving up $22 to go to the mall and get a fitted cap. And it was a big deal to have one. I had a brand new sparkling Dodgers fitted cap. But even back then, the fitted size, I remember I'd have to get a haircut like yours with a number one clipper.
That's right.
To get the hat to fit comfortably.
And as far as the address, Travis, hopefully you can write this down and replay it and record the pod, you know, go back on the podcast, but it's
hit the back 15 seconds a couple of times.
Yeah. It's 15260 Ventura Boulevard. Suite 300 now.
I always put first floor now.
All right. So you can say first floor, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403, and send it to care of Ben Maller Show, Fox Sports Radio. Put that above the address. Keep in mind, though, if you're not sending that anytime soon, we are moving to Burbank, right across the street from where Johnny Carson used to do the Tonight Show back in the day, and Jay Leno, and which now is an empty studio. But we're going to be right there in Burbank eventually. So I don't know. Do you know any rumors when we're moving, Danny? Any update on that? I've not heard anything. I know they said by the summer.
I've heard August.
So I thought like August was like the latest. So it might even be sooner than August, but who knows?
Well, whenever anybody talks construction, go with the latest plan, the later plan.
Yeah.
Okay, that's at the earliest then.
Yeah, that is correct. All right, next, who do we have here? Let's see.
And by the way, adjustable hat for me. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Travis.
Appreciate you, Travis. Bam,
oh, hold on a second. That's right. All right, come to Patricia from Las Vegas, formerly of Rhode Island. She says, "Hey Ben, note that your gallbladder is gone. Does it have an effect on what you can eat? I have to either have mine out or completely change my diet forever. Can you eat meat again or dairy products now, or do they still bother you?" Thanks, Patricia. Well, Patricia, you should never take medical advice from someone on a podcast or a radio show, but I can't tell you my experience. And the main thing, you know, I have a weird diet. I don't eat every day. I eat maybe once a day, and then I'll eat the next day, and then I'll skip a day. So it's a little different with me, but I really can eat whatever I want. I haven't had any problems. I have a pretty basic diet, the diet of like an 8-year-old, but I eat whatever I want. And the one thing I will tell you, if you go a long time between meals, you've got to be within walking distance, a quick walk, because you're going to get the Tennessee trots. You're going to have a little case of dysentery. And usually if I go a day with fasting and then I eat, within 50 minutes of me starting from the start of the meal, there will be a situation. There was a famous story, Danny, on the podcast. I was on a walk in the old house I lived in, the old Maller Mansion, and I thought I could make it home, and then I realized I couldn't make it home because I had to go to the. For some reason, it just hit me, and then I was like, I decided to go to the bathroom at the public park. This is like early on in COVID, in 2020, and you know, I didn't want to touch the toilet seat in the public bathroom because it was disgusting. So I attempted the hover technique.
Oh, no.
Where I thought I was going to hit the bullseye. And you can go back and hear the podcast for the full story, but I unloaded the missiles and I didn't want to look back, but I was going to flush. I was going to be polite and flush. And I went back and I looked, and it looked like a crime scene. It looked like they needed to bring in a crew to clean up what I had done. And it was unbelievably horrible. I don't know how I missed by that margin. Apparently there's something that it's like algebra, like the where I was pointing, the direction I was pointing, and the way the wind was blowing, and did not go well. So
TMI. And now after that story, I'm going to be fasting for a couple of days.
There you go. See, I'm going to help you lose some weight. That'll be the way to go. Max writes in, says, why can't Mitch Albom afford a better wig? I don't know. That's a great question. Inca Terror from upstate New York writes in. He says he's a classically trained musician. Says last week, the Raiders tight end Darren Waller was the subject of Fact or Fiction. Now, one of the clues was about his great grandfather, the astonishing stomp and jazz pianist called Fats Waller. Of course, that comes, that's very important to Inca because he works in the music business. He says it's true that he performed for Al Capone's birthday party, but the story is better than that, Inca Terror says. He says, let's just say that this wasn't something on Fats's calendar, that Fats was actually abducted at gunpoint by Al Capone's henchmen, blindfolded, and then driven to Al Capone's party. He played for several days before once again being blindfolded and dropped off with serious piles of cash. He says, this is my favorite gangster tale. And then he says, Benny and Danny G, do you guys have a favorite gangster tale? Well, I don't have anyone as good as that, but I can tell you about 5 years ago, I actually had a brush, Inca Terror, with a guy that claimed to be owning mob blood. Now, let me explain. All right. So I had a car that was a lemon. The Mallermobile was a lemon, and I had to turn the keys over because I was getting my money back, and they rip you off on that, by the way. Don't do that because they don't give you the full amount. They give you a much lower amount. Anyway, I had to return the car to the dealership. And the guy who handled the transaction, when you get a lemon, you know, those car dealerships, you're never going to get a lemon. Well, you do get lemon. And so this guy came in from an outside company, third party, and he was very talkative. And he starts telling the story about how he says, I am the grandson of a legend. And okay, whatever. You know, it's kind of random that you would tell two strangers, my wife and me, this story. And then he says he is the grandson of Charles Luciano. You know who that is, Danny? Are you aware? Yeah, that's better known as Lucky Luciano, an Italian mobster, a crime boss. And so this guy claims that his mom was like his grandma. I think he said he was the grandson. No, I think he said he was the son, actually. Anyway, his mom or his grandma was like a maid for Luciano and was his mistress. He was stooping her. And apparently one got past the goaltender there and
Arnold Schwarzenegger'd her.
Exactly. So this guy, like, it was so bizarre, Inca Terror and Danny, that he pulled out a photo of Lucky Luciano and his mom or his grandma, I forget. And then, but he put the photo like near his face. Like, see, don't we look alike? You know, it was very, very bizarre. Do you have any favorite mob stories, Danny G?
Holding the phone up by the face, that's kind of creepy.
I'm sorry.
Did he look like him?
He looked like him a little bit, but a lot of people look like him. You know, if you're Italian, you're from that part of the country, whatever.
Racist.
Well, no, I mean, certain people look similar. And
They all look alike.
I didn't say that.
I'm Italian. I can say that.
There you go.
Okay, so I'm in San Francisco with a good radio friend, Tim. It was like a Saturday night.
Yeah.
So the festive, this is before San Francisco became poop city with human feces on the sidewalk. A lot of the strip clubs were popping in the nightclubs with 106 KMEL. That's where we were headed. and there was a decked out Nissan in front of us. The guy driving the car was getting into it with somebody on the sidewalk, yelling at them through his window. This Asian dude stops his Nissan right in the middle of the busy street and hops out.
Yeah.
Opens up the trunk, pulls out a huge ninja sword.
Oh, great.
Shit you not. And takes the, what's it called? A sheath? The cover on the blade?
Go with it. Sure. Why not? Yes.
Pulls it out and starts doing ninja moves with this huge ninja sword as he runs towards the guy on the street.
So he's like an action hero or an arcade game player.
Yeah, this is like something that you would have seen on a movie with Jackie Chan. We looked around. I swear to God, my friend's mouth was hanging open because he couldn't believe what he was watching in real life. And I was looking for movie cameras. It was super gangster, more ninja-like, but a super gangster moment.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, and Tim backed up and got the out of there.
I bet. I'm sure. Yeah, why not? Yes. Let's go the other way. Let's go. I know another street over there. Maybe I'll just... Now, the other gangster story, which I just remembered, I've told this a lot over the years. It actually happened at Fox Sports Radio before Danny G worked at Fox Sports Radio. And I was doing a show at night. This probably goes back almost 15 years, maybe it is even longer than that. And so to promote my show, we were on the local LA station, but I would call in to Joe McDonald's show, the late Joe McDonald on his show, his local show. And so I would go out of the Fox Sports Radio studios out on Sepulveda, right at the corner of Sepulveda and Ventura. And I would call in because I didn't want people like listening to what I was saying. So this night is different than all other nights. So I walk out of the studio to call in to the other show. And this vagrant guy, this homeless guy, he says, "Hey, are you on the radio? I want to talk on a fucking radio." And I said, "No, sir, I'm not." Now, keep in mind, I'm walking out of a radio station. Like, I'm literally walking out of radio. And I said, "No, I'm not." And so I walked down the street and I did the, it was like a 5-minute hit on the radio and I do the thing. And I walk back and this freaking guy is standing like a few feet away from the door. And again, he says, "Wait a minute, you're going back in. You're on the goddamn," he's cursing and all this stuff. "You're on the radio." I say, "Sir, I'm not." And the guy says, "I'm Henry fucking Hill and I have a story to tell and I want to be on the radio. I want to be on, whatever." So I was like, "All right, this guy is so freaking drunk." Greg Bergman. I don't know if you know Bergie. He was my producer.
Of course I know Bergie.
Yeah, you know Bergie, right? So he was my producer. And so I get in. I was able to get past the guy. He's disheveled and drunk. And now he starts banging on the door. "I'm Henry Hill. I've been on this show and that show and all, whatever." So I'm like, "Wait a minute. My favorite movie of all time is Goodfellas. I love Goodfellas. That's my favorite mob movie, Goodfellas."
Yeah.
So I go on, I told Bergman, "Get rid of this guy. Don't open the door. Tell him to go away. Whatever. Get rid of him." Because the guy was just banging on the door, So I go in the studio and I go to Google Images and I type, "What does Henry Hill look like now?" Hand to God, Danny. Hand to God. That was Henry Hill. That I had an interaction with Henry, the real Henry Hill.
Did he live in the Sherman Oaks Hills or something?
Well, yeah. The funny thing, he was in the witness protection program. He was living in Sherman Oaks, not in the hills, but he was living in Sherman Oaks. And, he actually died a couple years after that. I think we know why, what might have led to his demise. But he had, I guess, been on the Stern Show and some other shows and whatnot. But
wow.
That was crazy. I thought when I went to look at the image of Henry Hill, I thought, there was no way. It is like a historical figure in that world. But yeah, he was in the witness protection program and they gave him a place in Sherman Oaks right near the studios of Fox Sports Radio. So That was pretty crazy.
You could have interviewed a legend.
I know. Well, he was so drunk, though. We couldn't have put him on the air. He would have cursed every other word. Moving Man Matt, or he says, as Danny probably remembers me, as Matt from the Cape.
Oh, yeah.
He says, Ben and Danny G, will Ben be sick after Tom Brady, TB12, rams it to the Rams? Oh, please. I did radio with laryngitis. If I did radio with laryngitis, why would I take a time off if the Rams lose? The Rams are supposed to lose. They're the underdogs. They're playing with house money today. Rams it, rams it, rams it, rams it. How dare you? How dare you? Then he says, why did Danny give up the coveted overnight slot? He says, that is from Moving Man Matt, or Matt from the Cape. So that's it. Well, you've been through that, Danny, right?
We've talked about that on the podcast before, but doing both shows and both shifts at the same time with the Ben Maller show and the morning show, even back when it was just the Daybreak fellas, Mike North and Andy Furman. And then when it turned into Outkick the Coverage, I was doing that show along with your show. And when their executive producer moved on to a Nashville morning show, I got to take his spot as a promotion. So that's when I was just doing mornings.
All right. Matt also says, in the spirit of Howard Stern's fuck, marry, kill, he says, how about this? Three players: sign, build with, retire.
Okay.
So he says Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, and LeBron. Well, that is the ultimate F, marry, kill. So I guess I would sign LeBron. I would build with Peyton, and I would retire Eli. But, you know, that would be
that my sounds list. About right.
That would be my list. Craig from.
And you would marry Matthew Stafford.
Well, you know, or
and have little baby Ben Mallers with him.
How dare you? Craig in Camel City, formerly of St. Louis, says a two-part question, Ben. Any update on the possible meet and greet in North Carolina and your thoughts of pineapple on pizza? For me, it's a no-go. Yeah, well, Danny, you can handle the pineapple on pizza. I've actually had it. I didn't hate it, but I don't really go out of my way for it. I'm kind of that's a bad answer. But that's my position. Like, I had it. It was okay, but I didn't really enjoy it. And it wasn't the worst thing I ever had, but I'm not jonesing for pineapple on pizza.
It's not my favorite pizza, but I like it. There's something to be said about when you have a little bit of sweetness with meat on a pizza pie. If there's some good chicken or pepperoni or salami or something like that on the pie, or in this case, Canadian bacon or ham, then the pineapple goes well with it.
Yeah. And as far as the other question, Craig, I will be in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. I'm actually planning, if we can pull it off, a awesome road trip, but I'm not sure if the logistics are going to work out. But anyway, Craig, I would love to meet you. I'm sure you live far away from the Outer Banks. And I don't know anyone there, so we'd have to find someone that owns a restaurant or a bar who would be willing to host an event. And if we can find that, if someone's interested, a mom and pop place, or you know, someone who maybe works at a chain, I don't care, but I'd prefer mom and pop, and I'd love to do it, but it's got to be within reasonable driving distance of the Outer Banks. And that is, I think it's actually closer to Virginia than it is to the meat of North Carolina. Who else do we have? Ben and Danny G Radio, heir to the Ghirardelli chocolate fortune. Good day. A brief step back in holiday time to let you know how much we enjoyed over and over again, the Maller Militia themed Christmas classics remastered. One problem, Ben, there was a voice missing. The email says, and that would be yours. As a good mensch and as a favor to our 1 year, 2 month old grandson, Bentley, AKA Big Ben, will you commit right now to working with producers J Scoop, Just Josh, Mr. PC, Ohio Al, and or say Danny G to release next Hanukkah 2022, your collaborative remix version of the Dreidel song with an 11-month Hollywood head start. The Grammy-nominated possibilities are endless, including a YouTube music video featuring you, Adam Sandler, and the entire crew of the Ben Maller Show. And it says you're welcome. Much love and appreciation, Helen and Stu from Palmetto Bay, Florida. Well, listen, Helen, I grew up singing the Dreidel song. And I want you to know, the Maller family, when I was a little boy, nobody sang the Dreidel song quite like I did. You know the Dreidel song? You probably don't, Danny. You're not Jewish. But it's, I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. And then it goes, oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay. No, I don't want to do the whole thing right now. But I am down with it.
Sounds like a hit.
How dare you. But Jay Scoop, Just Josh, I know you guys listen to the podcast, Mr. PC Ohio Al. Anybody that's interested in that, I can voice it over. And if you can add a little music and add your touch and maybe some sound effects, I am willing to do that. We got a long way to go. I mean, we'll probably forget about it because you know, Hanukkah floats. Sometimes it's early in December. Sometimes it's in November, into December. Sometimes at the end of December. So I don't know when Hanukkah is this year. But that's a great idea, Helen and Stu. And I am down with dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I'm down with it. And I've got the lyrics here, and let's do it. So anyway, Barry from Music City says, yo, yo, Ma, Benny, and Danny G. Great question for you guys this week. This past Saturday, I was leaving my building. I saw an object laying in the street by the curb. I went over and picked up a fairly new-looking wallet. The wallet was very thin. And Barry says, I looked inside, and there were just two things. He sent me a photo of the wallet here, Danny. He says there was a driver's license and 12 $100 bills.
What?
$1,200 total cash.
Damn.
He says there was nothing else in the wallet. No insurance card, no credit card, nothing. So the question from Barry is, what would you guys have done? Yeah, see, the problem is the driver's license. If there was no driver's license, I would have obviously...
I would return all $600 of that.
He would return all. So, no, you know, you'd return the $200. You'd say, you know, there's only, for some reason, there was only $200. I don't understand what that's all about. Yeah. But, you don't want the, I don't know how you believe in karma or anything like that, but I've had people return my wallet. And so I remember how good I felt when I went to the store. I dropped my wallet in the parking lot. I've actually done it a couple of times. And when you don't have your wallet, you're like, oh man, I got to call every credit card company. I got to go to the DMV. And you're trying to remember like what you had in your wallet. I don't know. Do you have any money, cash? You know, you're going through all these. And I remember how relieved I was when I found my wallet and it was intact. So I would like to give someone else that same feeling. And if they have their license, then sure. Now, if they didn't have their license in there, well, you know, I don't know whose wallet it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody.
Exactly. And I would return it. Here's the thing, though. You should tip the person that returns it if all the money's in it. So if somebody returned that wallet and I, for some odd reason, had 12 $100 bills, and nowadays, why would you have that much cash in your wallet? Let's be honest.
Well, maybe he's a drug dealer or something. I don't know.
But if I did have that many $100 bills, I would chip the person off with one of the $100 bills for returning it to me.
Yeah. The weird thing about that is when I had my wallet that I lost the last time, I tried to pay the person that had the wallet. And the woman said, no, because it's company policy not to accept any money. And I was like, no, listen, nobody's looking. You know, let me slip you some money. And then she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't take the money. She was worried about losing her job.
That's a win for you.
That was a win for me. Shane in Des Moines writes in. He says, I have two questions. He says, I'm new to the show as Des Moines didn't get Fox Sports Radio until a few years ago, but I've always wondered who some of the drops are, namely the Gotta Murder, Gotta Go, and That's My Duck. drops. Those two he wants to know. And he says, who does the voiceovers for the ads played during your show for other FSR shows? Well, that would be the voice of Fox Sports Radio who does that. But as far as the...
Oh, gotta, about Bob.
Yeah, Bob, the voiceover guy. But Gotta Murder, Gotta Go. That was a police officer from Florida.
I put that drop in there. That was a fun night.
Yeah, and he was playing the game, and it didn't go well for him, right?
He was getting blown out, turned into an embarrassing game show for him.
Yeah.
Towards the end, he just wanted to bail, and so that's when he said,
Gotta Murder, Gotta Go.
Yeah, I think it was his name was Craig from Boca, if I remember.
Right, I think you're right.
Yeah, Craig from Boca. And then that's my duck. If I remember correctly, that is a farmer from Georgia that called the show only a couple of times and was a very, very unique character. Very unique character. And he claimed that he lived on this big farm out in the sticks in Georgia. And I asked him, I was like, well, what kind of animals do you have on the farm? And so he then starts doing all these animal sound effects, like he's from, you know, some movie somewhere. And he made some duck noise. And that's my duck.
That's my duck.
Like that. And then he went through like all these different animals. It was really good. I wish that guy had become a regular. I don't know what ever happened to him, but he only called a couple times, and we've kept that drop for a long time. So
now what's going on with this Batman guy who keeps calling your show?
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work out or not. We had this guy this week named Batman. I don't know where he's from. I think Gotham, right? Is that where Batman lives?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I didn't know you had a new affiliate in Gotham, but that's what it sounds like. Yeah, because throughout the night when I was filling in for Coop, I would answer one of the lines. It would be quiet, and I'm like, and I'd repeat myself, and then you would just hear, I'm Batman. And he was, you know, doing the full-on impersonation. And
yeah.
It's all he would say. I couldn't get any other words out of him.
That's limited. anyway, so Neil from The Real Miami writes in, and Neil's been with us a long time on the podcast and the show. He says, I'm not sure if it's a bad job by me being a longtime listener or by you, but what are the origin stories of Bella? How did she become the platinum member of the Maller Militia? And then he has a bonus mailbag question. So yeah, Bella is the dog at the Maller Mansion. She's the head bitch at the Maller Mansion. And my wife, a while back, wanted to get a dog. We actually had a different dog named Taser that was an undomesticated beast and was just a nightmare and was horrible. And we got rid of, you know, Taser. We moved Taser to somebody else's house. And then I was like, we're never getting another dog. And then a couple months later, Bella popped up. Somebody from my wife's work had the dog, was looking for a new home, and Bella's, I guess, was living with this older woman. She had passed away. And so I was like, all right, it was like a trial period, Danny. I said, all right, we'll give Bella a try. And we fell in love with Bella, and now she's an old dog and she shits all over the house. And like the other night I was walking and I was doing the show and walking around. And the problem is that the floors we have here, the Bella bombs, you can't tell where they are because it's camouflaged. And what a mess.
Makes just a trip to the bathroom exciting.
Oh, my God. What is his other question? Neil says, first, congrats on the Rams running over the Cardinals. On that note, you and Danny G prefer the boat race domination situation and go to sleep early for us on a normal schedule, or a toe-to-toe, down-to-the-wire heartbreak win for your team that you root for? So I enjoyed the heck out of the Ram blowout. I love that. I absolutely love that. I don't know what's going on there. There's all kinds of weird noise going on there. But I love the blowout for the Rams. But like in a Super Bowl, I would love it to come down to the very end and then have the team that I like pull out the game at the end. I think that would be awesome. But for a regular game or even an early playoff game, I love a blowout, a good, solid beatdown. I'm all about it. What about you, Danny?
Yeah, as a fan, of course you would love it if your team just comes out the gates and blows the other team away. Nothing for you to sweat over.
Yeah.
Last Saturday, I had to sweat that entire game versus the Bengals. And then it looked like the Raiders had that miraculous comeback. They get all the way down by the goal line. And then Derek Carr throws that ugly duck in front of the goal line. Please explain that pass to me. So you got that amazing pass to Waller. And then you got that shitty pass in front of the goal line. When it's fourth and goal, why do you not throw into the end zone?
Yeah, I understand. I was watching that. I was thinking, boy, Danny's probably, and Roberto are probably really upset at that and this and that.
As you can tell, I'm over it.
Yeah. All right. We got to get out of here, Dan. Look at the time. Unbelievable. Thanks to everyone else. I know Betty, I believe, in Huntington Beach. She had emailed Fred in Spring, Texas, Cliff from Nashville. Unfortunately, we ran out of time, but thank you guys for sending the email. Send them in again.
Oh, yes.
Have a wonderful Sunday, and you'll find out if I'm in a good mood or a bad mood, depending on what happens this afternoon on the gridiron in the NFL.
Dun, dun, dun.